We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
They are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
We are hot. We've been hot for a few minutes.
Oh, flag on the play early.
And the let me tell you, the best part is we still have a job. We're at Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. And if you got some time today, come down. 49ers and Broncos are having a joint practice today in Santa Clara. And we're going to be heavy on football today. But what's up, Evan? How you doing, man?
Fantastic. This place is legitimately awesome. Like, you get off the freeway, hang a left. I'm seeing we got a freaking fountain right behind us. I mean, I'm looking forward to football season, obviously, but this is also the site for the Red and Gold pregame show. Myself and Lorenzo Neal are going to be here for every single home game. So this is my first time here, and although we got to see it during the Doobie Awards, I know we've done other events down here and partnered with them before, but this is absolutely spectacular.
Yeah, it's really a great spot, and people already asking me what kind of beer I like here, and it's obviously the Holy Ghost Pilsner.
Yeah, that's the answer's one. Yes.
Hey, by the way, we had a question before the show come up, and I'm going to help you out here. My suggestion to you is if you're given a nickname and you don't like it,
yeah,
just keep your mouth shut. Don't make a big deal out of it. And then it'll fade away. The problem is, if you get a nickname, you don't like it, and you make it clear you don't like it, then it's going to stick, and you're going to have to deal with it. That would be my suggestion. For example, I've had two or three nicknames in my life that absolutely, positively unacceptable. And
would you like to reveal them?
I'll never tell you what they were. Ever.
Why?
Because I know you, and I know, you know, the kind of people that go on the internet and make fun of little league players. They do the same thing with people like me and a bad nickname. I'm not gonna allow it to happen.
Well, the thing about nicknames is you can't control them. Once you are bestowed a nickname, it spreads like wildfire. So whether I like it or not, I can't do anything about it. And me revealing this in private is not something I'm going to bring to the air. So I appreciate your suggestions, Donnie, but I'm three steps ahead.
I got you. Hey, the 49ers, one question that we were tossing around a little bit before the show is if I said, and I opened it up to front office, coaching staff, and all the players, because it does feel like the start of the 49ers season is upon us, and there's a lot of question marks. If I were to say to you, who's got the most pressure on him, which 49er player has the most pressure on him heading into this season? And it can be a coach, it can be a front office person, and obviously it can be any player. How would you start to answer that question?
Well, I think we got to first define pressure. I mean, pressure as far as losing a job, pressure from the fans, pressure to perform in regards to being an important member, like the most important member, pardon me, of this season. How would you like to define pressure? Because I think there's levels to this, Steiny. And when we're getting into the 49ers, I think pressure is something that, in a weird way, doesn't apply to the quarterback in his first season after getting a contract. And he hasn't even technically hit it yet. But I do think that one of the reasons I was listening to Joe and Joe driving in, and they're talking about, you know, McCaffrey and the defensive side of the football, Saleh, and there wasn't a lot of Purdy. And I completely understand why, because he's the guy now. And while there's clearly going to be a lot of noise from the fans about being better and he's got to do better than last year, I kind of don't think pressure applies to number 13.
Okay, that's fair enough. And you brought up a bunch of different stuff. So let's go through it kind of one by one. I think we could put it into three categories. Fan pressure. Mm-hmm. Like what player is going to have the most pressure on him from the fan base? Then I would say, what player has the most pressure on him in terms of they need to have a great year because they, as that player, impact the success of the team more than anybody else. Mm-hmm. And then the last one I would say, maybe who's got the most pressure after, specifically looking at last year's 6-11 and how it was so disappointing and all the players who contributed to that, kind of who has the most pressure to bounce back.
Okay, so let's start with the first one. So
you know what, let me just throw it out. 888-957-9570 is the number. Three types of pressure. Pressure that is put on by the fans, the pressure of a player that's got to play well for this team to succeed, and then who's got to bounce back from a bad year last year and is feeling that kind of pressure.
Well, pressure from the fans, I think we can start there. And obviously, there's always pressure on the quarterback from the fans. But I think this might be the first season where there's more pressure on Kyle Shanahan than his quarterback. I don't think that it's out of the realm of possibility that Brock Purdy finishes his contract with a different head coach if this ship isn't righted. Because Shanahan has had, sure, a long history in San Francisco of producing winning football teams. But last year did not go well. If this year doesn't go well, you're married to your guy. You're not going to get off of Purdy before you even start the 5-year extension. Kyle Shanahan, meanwhile, is somebody that I don't think is going anywhere. But this I do believe is the first year where fans are looking at the head coach more than the quarterback.
You might be right about that. You might be right. I would say, as it relates to the fans, I'm not going to dig too deep. I think it's Jake Moody. And
the fans care about Jake Moody?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? Are you serious?
Dude, we could just get another kick in here after tomorrow.
Well, we're talking about pressure from the fans. And if Moody misses some kicks early, it's sayonara.
Well, but that's a pressure to lose his job.
Yeah, and it's going to come from the fans.
The fans don't fire people.
You're disagreeing.
Well, the fans don't fire people.
Well, but the fans boo.
Yeah, but if the fans had their way, Brock Purdy would be in Siberia.
What does that mean?
It means they didn't want to pay him this offseason.
Who?
The fans.
Oh, the fans wanted to pay him.
$50 million?
Yeah, 45?
We got 40? People at this station that didn't want to pay him $50 million.
It's an opinion, so I can't be wrong.
Well, that's fair, but
No, Jake.
We're breaking
this
down.
Here's the other reason why it's Moody, is because as a kicker, he can really mess things up. Like, they can play a good game, but if Moody doesn't make some kicks, they're going to end up losing games, and they cannot lose multiple games because of their kicker. And you know, every time Moody comes out onto the field at Levi Stadium, he's gonna feel it, and I'm interested to see if he can come through or not. But what percentage of the fan base do you think didn't want to pay Purdy?
Probably like 30 to 40%.
All right, that's. Yeah, okay.
I mean, Jake Moody's a kicker. Like, there's always pressure on the guy that's trying to make a game-winning kick, and yeah, he's going to be goated. But the fact is, I guess, and maybe people really do think a ton about the kicker. To me, there's so many more questions on this roster that Jake Moody is somebody who plays an important role, but I guess I kind of keep towards the bottom of the list. I mean, special teams is something that impacted everything last year. You didn't have great kick returners. You didn't have great kick coverages, specifically punt coverages that cost you some games. Like, to me, Jake Moody is the face of the special teams failure from last season. But there was so much else that went wrong.
No, there was a lot that went wrong. But as I'm looking at, let's say, 49er fans, do some of them have questions about Purdy? Yeah, probably, but I think after 3 years, we pretty much know who Brock Purdy is. I just think the guy who's coming into the season feeling the most pressure is Jake Moody. Because, yes, it's for his job, but he's also going to – he also may have to fight through negativity if he misses an early kick. I don't know. And I get it. You know, there are other players more important on the 49ers. But in terms of pressure, I mean, Kyle Shanahan basically also said yesterday, yeah, I mean, the competition's over, but it's not really over. So I feel like he's going to be under a ton of scrutiny every single game, and he's never going to be more than one bad kick away from people talking about his job.
Oh, I think his job is absolutely on the line. I guess I just separate that from how the fans feel about him. Like, I think
the fans are worried about him.
Well, they should be, but that's because he could lose his job. Like, I mean, I just assume that when we're talking about football teams, fans feel more strongly about players that actually are on the field for more than 4 snaps a game.
That's kind of why I put him in this boat, is because he's just a kicker, but so much depends on him. I mean, how many games did it come down to last year that he could have, you know, been the difference in? 888-957-9570 is the number. Steiny and Evan Giddings with you. We are at Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. If you're not doing anything, come on down. Great food, great drink, and this is where the 49ers Red and Gold pregame show is going to emanate from every Sunday during home games. So come check it out. Get a head start on it. 888-957-9570. What 49ers facing the most pressure, and you can define what pressure means to you. 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson, and we're joining you live from Laughing Monk Brewing. It is in Sunnyvale, and it is close to the Santa Clara practice facility and the Levi Stadium. And the 49ers are having a joint practice today with the Denver Broncos, and apparently, to Kyle Shanahan, these are more important than the exhibition games themselves. So if today's a big day, and you're a 49er fan, and you can't be down here, what are you looking at? What do you want to read on the internet after this practice? What do you want to see on television in terms of something that's going to reaffirm your positivity for this team?
Well, it's funny. Like, I was listening to I think it was inside NFL training camp yesterday, and Aaron Rodgers is a quote that's kind of flooded throughout the league. Preseason games are not real football. You know, it doesn't really matter for the guys that have been there before. It does for the 49ers, because the 49ers have a lot of youth on their team. Joint practices absolutely matter for the youthful players on their team. And as much as you would love to hear about Brock Purdy dicing up the Broncos secondary, and, you know, it's really, to me, Steiny, about the players that are in their first, second, or third season that are looking to make those steps. The guys that Robert Saleh is talking about developing every day. This is where this practice is most important for them. And I also think it's a sign, hopefully, that the Niners are a group that at least has some more injury luck going their way than 365 days ago, when they could literally not field a team to practice against the New Orleans Saints.
If I ask 49er fans how much pressure they think is on, let's say, the quarterback, Brock Purdy, because I do think there's two ways of looking at it. One is, well, I get the contract hasn't kicked in, but he signed it, and he's now a big-money quarterback. So does that put more pressure on a quarterback, or does that put a quarterback more at ease? And I think it depends, obviously, on the quarterback, but I don't – like, Brock Purdy's not going to underachieve because he got a big contract. That's not why he'll underachieve. He'll underachieve because he just isn't good enough. I'm not worried about how the money affects him in terms of his approach, because I don't think that's going to change. But the perception of Purdy now is going to change, because – he's a quarterback who's going to be considered a $40 or $50 million quarterback, regardless of whether that contract kicks in next year or not.
Yeah, I find that interesting, because I think that after 3 years, don't we kind of know who this guy is? I mean, we know that Brock Purdy is a good quarterback. I think most people feel safe saying he's not a great quarterback. And there's somewhat of a high floor and a relatively low ceiling. Like, you know what you're going to get from this player. The only difference is how much money he makes now.
Yeah. Let's go out to Leroy. Leroy's in Oakland, and we're talking about what 49er players got the most pressure on him, either created by the fans or created by the expectations of this team. What's going on, Leroy?
Steiny, Evan, hey, great to be on with you guys, man. You guys are killing it already. Real quick, you know, Steiny, I don't think, you know, Brock is going to have much pressure, maybe for another, like, 2 years. I think he's playing with house money just because he was Mr. Irrelevant. So I think he's got another 2 years to play with before we start saying, oh, the pressure is on him, the pressure is on him, because we're always going to be.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Able to go back to, oh, he was Mr. Irrelevant, give him some rope, X, Y, and Z. But what I call for is this. I think the most pressure is going to be, and this isn't fair for him because I think this is going to be his first year, but Demarcus Robinson, the wide receiver, he's the veteran, right? He's 30 years old. He's coming in to a receiving core that, man, Ayuk is hurt. He's probably not going to play the first week. You know, you look at Pearshaw, he's hurt. You look at Jennings, he's hurt. It's like, man, you're stepping into a unit where you might not see some receivers playing every week. So I think he's going to be important, and especially with people coming down Shanahan's road, you need to get more creative in the offense. You need to throw the ball more. People have picked up your offense. Your stuff is stale, Shanahan. You need to throw more. You need to do this more. So in a year where he's going to have to get creative with this offense and I think throw the ball a little more, Demarcus Robinson, I'm hoping he develops a nice rapport with Brock Purdy. But I think the pressure is going to be on him to get open and to be I hope he's the number one, number two receiver that Brock Purdy looks for when he gets in trouble, because I think he can freaking play. And I actually think he's a little better than Juwan Jennings. And that's all I wanted to say, guys. Have a great day. Enjoy your time down there. Hey, Steiny.
Yeah.
Steiny.
Yes, sir.
You need to have their morning buzz beer. It's a blonde beer. It's like 5.5 on the volume, and it's called Morning Buzz. It's really good.
Okay, and I'll make sure to get that before noon.
Yeah.
Thanks, Leroy. Appreciate the call.
3 o'clock somewhere, baby.
You know, it's funny because early in the season, my question would be, how are they going to rely on the passing game, at least early in the season? I feel like they're going to have to run the ball a lot and try to stack a few wins early without their full arsenal of receivers. And you don't have to look too deep. I mean, then it becomes all about McCaffrey.
I mean, and this is why you want to call in and call me crazy, 888-957-9570, especially early in the season. I'm sorry. I cannot put the pressure on Brock Purdy. I just can't. I don't think there's pressure on him. He's not going to have Brandon Ayuk, most likely not going to have Demarcus Robinson, who is going to be out. You know, they still have to figure out how many games. Okay, so that's 3 to 4 games in which you don't have two of your top four receivers. Like, what am I expecting from my quarterback? Am I expecting him to be at his best? Now, by the end of the season, if he's not playing great and he's got a full cast of characters and all of his weapons, that's one thing. But combined with the fact that he just got paid, like, the pressure in a way has sort of been, it's been more on him, I think, the first 3 years of his career than his fourth season. We know exactly what he is. And I believe that without everything at his disposal, kind of like at the end of last season, you know, do people expect him to be Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson? We know he's not one of those guys. So to me, the pressure kind of is relieved from Brock Purdy, especially through those first few games where Leroy's talking about he doesn't have two of his top four receivers.
See, I find that interesting, and the reason I find it interesting is because the discussion we've had about Purdy has often centered on, oh, well, when he's got a lot of weapons, he's good, and when he doesn't have a lot of weapons, not only is he not as good, but he's not the kind of quarterback that can, quote, unquote, carry you. So I actually think, regardless of how banged up their receivers are early in the year, that one way or the other, Brock's going to play into that stereotype. Either it's going to start to become a narrative or it's going to be a narrative that's kind of broken. But if he comes out and they are decimated at wide receiver and they can't move the ball through the air, I think that's going to be a big, big problem for Brock Purdy. Now, if they get healthy and that starts to turn around, I guess what I'm saying is the last thing you want is this team getting off to a 2-4 start and Purdy doesn't look good because the wide receivers aren't really in sync. And I think that'll get people talking about, is he worth it? And is he a star or is he a system type of quarterback?
But we know he's not the system. Like, I mean, we have 3 years of evidence to tell you that he's not the system.
Okay, well then, in fairness, what you're saying is, then we can't really continue, or what I'm hearing you say then is, you know, the early season's going to be rough for him, and he won't have Ayuk, Pearsall's young, Robinson won't be playing early, who knows what's going on with Jennings. Like, I see the conundrum. Because, okay, how can he be great in that situation? But he's the guy he gave $50 million to. So he's got to figure out a way to kind of make it work.
$50 million is the going rate for starting quarterbacks on your first big contract. Like, unless you're a rookie and you're a starter, most of those guys are making $50 million. He's not the only one. And to me, Steiny, expecting a non-top five quarterback to play like a top five quarterback just because he makes $50 million or will starting next season is completely ridiculous to me. We know that he's not Lamar, Patrick, Josh, Burrow. We know that. So when he's been successful, it's because he's had a lot of talent around him and he's been allowed to conduct it, and he's done it well. He's orchestrated an offense that has been number one in this league. He's helped get them to the precipice of a Super Bowl. We know he can do that when he's got guys around him. But I'm looking at a roster on both sides of the football, frankly, that don't have either a ton of dudes or yet to be seen type of characters. Mykal Williams might be a stud. He might not be. C.J. West is impressed at camp. We're going to look for him today to join practices. I don't know if he's going to be great. Upton Stout looks like he's the starting third cornerback. Might have to play two if Bernardo Green's out. I don't know what he's going to be. But there's all these guys that are question marks for the 49ers who could help Brock Purdy, in my opinion, be the best version of himself. But we saw last season that without a lot of help around him, that he's not someone that's going to uplift this team. And if he does, quite frankly, it would be a massive surprise to me. So that's how I'm going into the season and why I think that the pressure is not on Brock Purdy in comparison to other players on this team, because I think I know exactly who Brock Purdy is.
Boy, I think there's a lot of people that view it the opposite of you. And it's not that he needs to be Mahomes or Josh Allen, but he needs to be somebody who, if, let's say the wide receivers are decimated through the first four or five games, he's got to figure out a way to win a few of those games. Like, I don't know how.
I think he will. I'm not expecting him to start 0-5.
He probably will. But I feel like you're saying they've signed Brock Purdy. We know what he is. And if he is that and he continues to be that, we will have gotten our money's worth. I feel like I know who Purdy is. He's been pretty good. Now he's got 50. And this is going to be a vague statement, but now he's got to get better. Like, he's got to get a little better. He's got to start winning them a few games here and there. Like, has Brock Purdy been responsible? Like, are there games where he's put the 49ers on his back? And I know you don't do that 10, 12 games a year. But do any games come to mind where, like, you felt like Purdy lifted this team on his own, even though that's kind of an unfair question?
I mean, last season it would have had to be earlier in the year because they were 5-4 and then they fell apart. But 2023, I mean, Sunday Night Football against the Dallas Cowboys, and he threw four touchdowns. I would describe that as a game where he put him on his back. But again, he was playing with a ridiculous amount of talent. And I think that, Purdy is somebody, I'm not trying to say, like, if they go 3-14 that he's not going to be at the center, he's not going to be on the bullseye of everybody. I don't expect them to be a 6-11 team. I just don't. Like, to me, Brock Purdy is a floor quarterback. And the floor, when you don't have all your best players hurt, is going to be, you know, I think a wild card squad, someone maybe that could challenge for the division. But to me, Brock Purdy is not going to uplift a 49ers team with a lot of questions into Super Bowl contention, which is what I think a lot of people expect from a $50 million quarterback. And to me, that is ridiculous.
Well, yes, it's too much to ask Brock Purdy right now to carry a team, I think. And I don't know if he'll ever be able to do it. But let's say hypothetically.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Theoretically, you could just based on the talent of this team alone, and you graded every team in the NFC West just on talent, that's all, and you would say, well, the Rams have the most talent. Okay, if you decided that the 49ers have, right now, with all their question marks, they're an 8-9 team. They're about a 500 team, let's just say.
Sure.
Okay, well, can Brock Purdy help you win a couple more games? Can he be the difference between 11-6 and 9-8, or 8-9 and 10-7? Like, can he win you a couple games that maybe you didn't deserve to win, because he came up with some key plays here and there over the course of the season when he's been pretty consistent?
Sure, I think he can when Christian McCaffrey is healthy, when Trent Williams is healthy. If we find out this defense has some talent in their rookies, in their sophomore class characters, if Ricky Pearsall turns out to be a pretty damn good receiver, if Juwan Jennings is able to put this calf issue behind them. Like, that's what I'm talking about. It's if all of those things go wrong like they did last year, yes, I'm not expecting Brock Purdy to uplift a squad that's a 6-win team at best to a 10 or 11 win team. But can he be the difference in a couple of games? Sure. I think he has proven that he can be that guy. But he's not somebody that's going to take, like last year, the Bills got rid of Stephon Diggs. And they said, here, Josh Allen, you get a rookie receiver in Khalil Shakir. You have a couple of guys, and you got to make something happen. And he did. I'm not expecting Brock Purdy to be the MVP of the NFL, which is what everyone just assumes their quarterback has to be once they make $50 million. We know what he is, which is a pretty damn good quarterback when he has healthy weapons to throw to and a good set of talent around him. I think if things go right for the Niners, he can be the difference in a couple of games. But he's also paid to be here for the next six seasons, if you include this one. And so to me, he's got a lot of time. I mean, he just does.
No, he does have a lot of time. I just think, okay, you named those best five quarterbacks. Okay, no, he's not one of those. But to me, he can't be Trevor Lawrence or Tua or Daniel Jones. Like, he's got to be, let's say, 5 to 10. Like, if you list the quarterbacks, he always falls around, I don't know, 10 to 12, something like that, 9 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can he butt up against the Lamar Jacksons and the Mahomes and the Josh Allens, knowing he'll probably never be them, but can he get up to a right below them? And to me, that would be the next goal. If he's never going to be Josh Allen or those guys, then he's got to be noticeably better than the mid-tier quarterbacks.
Well, to me, he has to. If this season is going to go anywhere, you would like him to be the best quarterback in the division. And that's going to be hard to do. Matt Stafford just got Devontae Adams. That's an offense that has been geared to run the football well. And maybe McCaffrey's the difference for Brock Purdy, but I'm looking at the weapons and defense that Matthew Stafford has at his disposal, plus, perhaps a superior arm, which is, I don't think, unfair to say. And Brock Purdy's got to be better than him, I think, for the Niners to get to where they want to go. I mean, like, is that just what people expect?
Well, I would say this.
I think he can be better than Sam Darnold. I think he's better than Kyler Murray, because Kyler Murray, while he's more talented, is more erratic than Brock Purdy. But expecting him to outplay Matthew Stafford over a 17-game season, I have questions about that.
That's fair. I'll channel my inner guru here a little bit. Because it sounds to me like what you're saying is, well, Brock Purdy is who he is, and it just so happens that, yeah, he was the next in line, so he gets $50 million, but that doesn't mean he needs to be a $50 million quarterback like some other, or the elite $50 million quarterback. So he's just going to do what he's going to do, and if the guys around him do what they're going to do, then the Niners will be pretty good. But if it almost feels like you're taking a little control away from Purdy, and you're saying he's just kind of a quarterback who everybody else is going to determine whether he has a good year or not.
I mean, I think he can get better, but again, when he's been at his best, he's had the freaking Avengers around him. And so I don't, like, for him to throw 35 touchdowns is going to be really, really difficult. I think this offense is going to be, can Purdy be the difference in a couple of late game situations? Sure, but this offense is, to me, it is going to be geared to run the football effectively far more than it has maybe even in 2023. They are going to have to rely, to me, on Christian McCaffrey, and maybe Brock Purdy is your closer, but again, I'm looking around at the players that he has to distribute the ball to. And outside of George Kittle, God love Juwan Jennings. He's not someone that is going to break a play open. He's there on third down, and that's about it for me. If he's your number one receiver, which he was last year, you're a 6-win team.
Well, it depends if they can run the ball or not. And
last year they couldn't run the ball.
Right, but it feels like you're talking about Purdy and you're thinking about numbers, which is fine, because I agree with you. He's not going to be a 35 touchdown, 7 interception guy. It only matters if they win. And if they lead the league in rushing and they're 27th in passing, but they're 7-1 or 7-2, even if Purdy's numbers aren't great, I don't think anybody's going to care if they're 7-2, right? If they lead, let's say they like to lean on the run, they'll take some of the responsibility off Purdy's hands, and they start winning the 49er way, which is heavy on the run. As long as they win, I'm not sure how much people are going to care about Purdy's numbers, because 49er fans are smart enough to know that if they lead the league in rushing, they're probably not going to lead the league in passing.
No, but I think that's the way that the league is moving. I mean, the Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl largely on the back of their running back. The Baltimore Ravens, their quarterback is involved in the running game, but their running back just had 2,100 yards last year. Even a team in their division, like the Rams, are built off the run. They have a good quarterback who can go out there and make things happen, but you have to be able to run the football effectively, I believe, now, in order to have a good offense. I mean, just every team does. Even someone like the Chiefs, they run the football. The Buffalo Bills, their quarterback is involved in the run game, but James Cook had a damn good season last year. The best teams run the football with effectiveness, and that's why I think that the 49ers were not in great positions last year. They weren't able to run the football, especially in the red zone. You know, to me, they have to get back to basics. And that's why, if we're talking about pressure, I understand that now Brock is paid and he's got all these eyes on him. He's here for 5 years. If he has a down season, he ain't going anywhere. I mean, to me, the pressure is going to be more on Kyle Shanahan to figure out, all right, how can you be a little more creative? How can we find different ways to run the football? How can we find different ways with a lesser receiving cast than years past to get guys open? I mean, it is on the quarterback, but to me, I'm also looking at the play caller, who last year was pretty bland, if we're going to be honest.
888-957-9570 is the number. We've spent a lot of time talking about the positions other than the quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. And I was listening to the morning show, and I do feel like they're right in a way. After 3 years of talking about Purdy incessantly, it does feel like this training camp, whether it's because he got paid or whether it's because it's obvious he's entrenched as the starter, he's not being talked about like in past years. So my question to 49er fans, do your expectations for Brock Purdy change knowing that he got that contract? And I do think it's a fair question. The 49ers didn't pay Brock Purdy because they didn't think he's been good for 3 years and now they think he's going to emerge. They've obviously seen enough in 3 years where they're comfortable, and they do think he's going to get better. But I think Purdy is going to be judged differently from this point on. For example, you know the Mr. Irrelevant thing. Like, what does that matter right now? I don't believe him being Mr. Irrelevant buys him one sliver of extra goodwill right now as he's 4 years into his career. But I'm interested to know what 49er fans are saying, knowing full well that Purdy might not be the quarterback that can carry you, but how much better does he have to get for the 49ers to get where either they need to be or to show the fan base that he's worth $50 million, and with him at quarterback, we hope to be a factor for the next, you know, 3 to 5 years.
Well, just a quick 49ers update. They're going to have a little less defensive back help today against the Broncos in joint practice because they have cut Eli Apple in order to make room for defensive lineman, and I apologize if I butcher his name, Michael DeWumfor. A one-year deal, so a little more D-line help for the Niners, who have had, in recent days, Kevin Givens go down with a pectoral injury. Evan Anderson has an ankle and is out, so they're prioritizing the defensive line right now, week one of preseason.
Yeah, and I'll just put it this way to 49er fans. I mean, do you think Evan's already starting to build in some excuses for Brock Purdy? I mean, he hasn't even played a game yet.
Let me know.
His new contract.
Talk to me.
You know, hey, let's take the pressure off him. You know, no, I'm just kidding. 888-95 857-957-0 is the number. We are at Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. This is going to be the site of the 49ers pregame shows when they are hosting a team at Levi's Stadium. Come down here, say hello. It's a great place. Great views, great beer, great food. Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. That segment also sponsored by Life Source Water Systems.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.